It's Energy FM for a Friday night. It's Talking Sports. So we're going to be joined by a couple of guys from Douglas Athletic very shortly. But first of all, Chris Bass and John Garland in the studio as ever, John. And last weekend, semi-final of the FA Cup.
Yeah, me and you didn't predict this, did we, son?
I have memories of predicting it right, but you're telling me I got it wrong.
No. You did get it right. I'm lying again. Well, before we just go to the semi-finals, I'll just nip through to the Candlelight Premier League. Douglas High School, all boys 4, Laxey 0. Robbie Ward got 2 and Darren Hutchinson got 2. Union Mills 1, Rushen 5. Matty Kane got for Union Mills. Frewo Davies, Dan Parnell, Mike Baker scoring, well done him. Mark Potts and Ryan Crawley. Corinthians 2, Ramsey 1. John Roberts for Ramsey and Danny Oram again with an own goal was the winner for Corinthians. Jims, who have gone down a division now, unlucky to them. St John's 3, Mike Stringer, Stephen Glover again. I think he got Player of the Month this week. Well done to Stephen. And Richard Wynn. Semi-final, St Mary's 4, Colby 1. 2-1 at half-time. Andrew Blake for Colby. Nathan Kuhl got 2. Young Stuart Pacey, who spent most of his time in the Combi for a couple of years, has come through. Well done to him. And their player manager, Steve Priestnell, will boot the place in the final with St George's. How many times in a row have you been in the final now, Bassey?
I think it's actually Will play St Mary's for, I think it's the third time consecutive.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We won one, they won one. And it's up for grabs again on Easter Monday.
Did they stop you in the Grand Slam?
They did.
Right, St George's 2, Peel 0. A very good game, all of the count, game of two halves.
Football-wise, it wasn't a very attractive game to watch, but energy and effort was immense from both teams. Peel perhaps having the better of the first half, more dominant set pieces, that sort of thing. No great football. But yeah, Peel certainly the best team in the first half. Second half, you know, St George's came into their game, took the game to Peel. We're unlucky perhaps to not score maybe a third goal, but realistically it could have all been different. Young Woodsy had a fantastic opportunity for Peel in the first half, and in some ways it was actually easier to score than not score, and he didn't manage to convert the chance. If you don't take those sort of chances in, you know, in the top games, then you're not going to win, are you?
Was it a sitter?
Well, it came across the box and he had plenty of time to control it, but then he, rather than try and place it either side of the keeper, he just did it straight. And by the way, Andy Perry had, from the two previous games we played against Peel, this time round, Andy Perry was a different gravy. He made some great saves in the first half.
And he's not that big a goalkeeper, but he can certainly get round, can't he?
Shot stopping wise and his reaction, and to be fair to Andy as well, he came and punched many balls because Peel are a big side now, and I would imagine one of their best threats now is, you know, through set pieces with all the big lads that they pile into the box, try to put you under a bit of pressure. But, you know, when you're up against the likes of Alex Harrison and Sean Quay, and we've got one or two other guys that are really good in the air too, then, you know, it's not easy as you think.
What was Josh Kelly like? I think he was on the bench, wasn't he?
Josh Kelly was on the bench. I think he was a little bit injured. Nick Hurt wasn't selected through lack of training, I was led to believe. I don't know. But obviously, I think they missed Nick's experience. The younger lads, they might be a little bit quicker, but Nick Hurt, great organiser at his age. In some ways, you can turn around and say that's not good for Manx football if somebody Nick's age is, you know, still dominant at the back and organising. It's good for Nick, but not necessarily good for Manx football, because we'd like to see younger talent, you know, come through and develop.
Was Jack McVeigh the difference between the sides? His second goal was a cracker, wasn't it?
Oh, Jack McVeigh's second goal was tremendous goal from 20 yards. His body shape, the way he kept the ball down, it left Kelvin Dawson no chance at all. Maybe somebody from Peel back four perhaps might have got out a little bit quicker to put him off, but I think because Jack doesn't shoot very often, it took them by surprise more than anything. And once that went in, it was 2-0, and that was the end of it. What was pleasing for me was the amount of people that were there. There must have been 500 or 600 people there on Saturday, which was fantastic. So, you know, well done to Peel for having a great support. Fully vocal throughout. There was some awful banter going on, but listen, what I will say is that if Peel spectators want to give it out, then they can't expect to stand there and not get anything back. So,
I heard there was a little bit at the game, but you know that's part and parcel of the game. Two supporters shouting at each other, isn't it?
Yes, I think. And tension-wise, I think you can understand it from players' point of view having a go at each other, but Peel are notorious, aren't they, for the shed, for shouting foul and abusive language and trying to slate anybody that wants to listen. So when it comes back to them the other way, they should have broader shoulders than what they've got instead of, you know, complaining about it.
Just, I thought it was all gone quiet in the shed with Mr. Lace missing now. I wait till I see him again.
No, I believe there's a few others in there as well. You know,
so good bit of banter, that's what it was.
Oh, it was brilliant. I wish that every game could be like that in the Isle of Man. I tell you, we would have a terrific league if every game was like that.
What was the crowd?
I thought it was about, it looked 500 or 600.
It doesn't actually say, which is a pity of that, because you could hear it in Douglas when you scored.
Well, yeah, it's just fantastic to beat Peel. Unfortunately for us this year, we've not been able to put out our strongest side. And once again, on Saturday, we couldn't put out our strongest side with the likes of Johnny, Callum and Chris missing. And we got the better of Peel 2-0. Deserved winners in the end. So bring on St Mary's for the cup final.
Well, next year you're going to be even more strength when you sign Bernard from Douglas Athletic, but that's just a scoop. Just on cue, the boys have just walked in.
Is Bernard the cake maker?
No, Bernard's that little handsome one in the middle there.
All right, okay.
Very funny boy.
I was going to say, if he's the cake maker, he's more than welcome.
What you don't know is, last time you boys were in, Leon made him a cake, he was over the moon.
Yeah, have you got a cake, guys?
No. You're gonna
wait, who's in next then, Don?
But they're going to get slaughtered. Back in 2 minutes.